Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Charles calling from Rockland County. What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on, BTN, Sal? First of all, Sal, I want to say, the past couple of weeks, the thing is the first time I've heard you be so optimistic about the Yankees, which is, as a diehard Yankee fan, it's nice to hear that, as someone else is on my side on this. But anyways, getting to the point about Aaron Boone, literally what you guys are saying, this is not his fault. I'm sorry. I think Aaron Boone, BT, like you said before the break, if he was on another team, I think he would be such a much better manager because he has the ability to manage a team. He's not being able to. They're not letting him actually manage the team. It's all analytics, and they're not letting him do his job. And if they gave him a week, 2 weeks to just show, Aaron, you got the reins here. You do what you want to do. I can guarantee that the Yankees' outcome would be so much better than with what's going on right now.
Yeah,
he's literally being a puppet and horrible.
BT and Sal on The Fan. You have a caller of the day, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Been a fun show, BT, being back together. Fast show, moving right along here. And obviously, you know, we'll have more to react to tomorrow as it pertains to the Mets, who will be back in action. Look, both teams need to win tonight in the worst way. Yanks win last night was great. They got to keep it going against the Twins. I fully expect that they will. Same thing with the Mets. They got to get back on track here, coming back home and take care of the Braves. One thing we didn't touch upon is the NFL stuff, and I know we're both excited about this. I watched it over the course of the weekend. I was excited on Friday going into the weekend to see the football. I think it lived up to the hype. I don't want to get nuts and get ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
But there is realistic reason to me to be optimistic. For about Jackson Dart, we could get into. Even with the current Giants stuff in that defense and certainly the current Jets stuff and Aaron Glenn, I'm excited for football season.
There you go. You joining me because I was saying this for a couple of months. Yeah. The word I've used is, without going nuts, I'm bullish on the possibilities of the New York football season. And anytime you get a new regime and it's a hire that you're inspired by, like Aaron Glenn, and listen, we were also inspired by Robert Sala, although they're two very different people. Yeah. I'm not even close. But there's reason for energy and optimism. Then you just see the way he runs the show. He is no nonsense. Like I said, he ain't playing. I mean, Aaron Glenn ain't playing around.
But there were still penalties on Saturday. It needs to get cleaned up.
But did you see the way they were addressed? You sit your ass down. Yeah. You get over here. I'm going to light you up. He is not apologizing. He is from the parts that you see. The thing about Aaron,
I thought Sauce looked good.
Yeah, he did.
So maybe the different way that they're using him will make him actually be the top corner in the sport.
They had some eye candy. They threw to them in terms of pre-snap motion. They threw to the fullback. Now something else. I think the Giants with Dart could be very interesting as well. But that's a deeper conversation.
Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No. Although Abdul Carter looks absolutely frighteningly good. The thing, I tweeted this last night, we didn't get into it real fast here. Breece Hall. All right, so there's a thought that the Jets might trade Breece Hall. And I don't understand the reaction from so many Jet fans who are like, oh my God, there's no way you can trade Breece Hall. First of all, Breece Hall has not been the same player since he ripped up his knee in Denver a couple of years ago. That Breece Hall for the first, whatever it was, six, seven, eight games, I think it was six or seven, is a very different player. Breece Hall, let everybody know a little secret. Breece Hall has zero vision. Breece Hall, and there's film to back that up, but you just go search it if you want. Just take my word or don't and look for it. Breece Hall, I don't mean you, Sal. I mean everybody else out there. Like, Breece Hall just did his damage because he ran away from people. He's not the same guy athletically once he ripped up his knee. And without the vision, I'm not saying he's not good or without purpose, because I think you could throw to him. And I do like the dynamics of a three-man backfield for this particular team. But you're not going to re-sign him next year. You're not going to get Breece Hall. I don't even think you would tag him. I wouldn't tag him. Not for a running back. So if somebody wants him and I could get something decent or a receiver back, I would trade Breece Hall. I don't understand the pushback. It makes no sense.
I hate to even go here, but I'm going to say it because I feel it. Without knowing. I don't know. I'm going to be clear about that. Do you think Breece Hall is the type of player who Aaron Glenn wants on his football team?
I hate to straddle the fence. I can't give you an answer yet. I don't. I lean maybe towards no, based on some tweets over the year.
Bingo.
Maybe, but I want to be fair to Breece.
Me too.
I don't know for sure.
I like him as a back, and I hope that the Jets keep him and he goes nuts. Just to be clear, I get the feeling, based on some of the stuff that he said, based on some of the stuff that we've seen, the way he's operated in years past, I don't think he's a fit. Remember, this is an extension of Bill Parcells here.
Yep.
No softies allowed. And I do think there's an element to Breece Hall that to me is maybe a little soft. I don't even
soft. Want, I mean, yeah, like dancing before it hits the hole, or just from an ego perspective.
I think maybe both.
Okay, go ahead.
Again, explosive player, fully healthy. You see the game changer he could be.
And maybe it's been a while, by the way.
I know. Mm. Maybe I'm off on that, but all those things you mentioned, the injury, some of the stuff that he said, and some of the stuff he's done, all that to me, it just feels like he's not a fit for what is going to be a very difficult, rough environment in relative world in today's day and age under Aaron Glenn, which I like. I like that. I think Braylon Allen fits that mold and is an absolute freaking beast.
He is.
I think, Breece, there's an element of softness there that I'm not sure fits what Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets.
Well, we'll ultimately get the answer. And even if he's not traded, listen, I'm not saying he's the RB1 for the rest of the season. Like, Braylon Allen's knocking down the door. Yeah. Right? He's going to get a lot of touches. Justin Fields is going to run. Their third running back is pretty good as well. I think they'll throw to the football a little bit. Again, it's still fairly early. Let me tell you, though, an observation, and it's going to sound like crazy, crazy people talk, but the Jets have a chance to have one of the best offensive lines in football.
Yeah.
I know that that sounds like ridiculous based on the inability to do the most basic stuff for over a decade. Dude, they got three first-round picks up there.
Yeah.
And Tippmann is good, and Simpson is good, and Olu looked really good. And, I mean, they got a chance to really dominate the trenches.
They built it inside out. Now, if they only had a quarterback that could throw the football, we'd really be talking. So what are you thinking, like 12 wins?
Yes, no.
No, I mean for the Jets and Giants.
We're excited about New York football for what,
12 wins?
I thought you were having a little fun here. Me getting a little bit giddy with my Jets, I always do. By the way, that's all right. I would say that I'll give you actual both teams. I think that the Jets have a chance to go 9-8. I do. I think the Jets have a chance to go 9-8.
Okay, best case you're saying? Like everything,
best case, I would maybe even say 10-7. Like, I don't think it's incredible for the Jets to maybe mess around to be the second best team in the division.
Right.
I think Miami's going backwards.
Right. New England, I mean, who knows?
The Vrabel, I like. I think I think the Jets, their schedule's fairly benign. From a Giants perspective, it's easy to look at the schedule and say, how the hell are they going to win anything? But I think that their defense, their pass rush, they had a good defense last year in terms of what they could do up front, but they never had leads.
And also can't stop the run. That's a big problem.
Well, I think it's going to be different this year with Abdul Carter and Dexter. Now you got Burton. Like, it's a little different now. See, if the Giants could get a couple of leads, and I don't mean 24-3, just if they can just, if it one score games, now all of a sudden it makes them less one-dimensional. I would say, it's going to sound ambitious. I think the Giants could maybe mess around and win 7?
Yeah, okay, but still.
I do.
I mean, think about what we're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe even 8-9?
I mean,
I believe in Dak?
But we're excited. Yeah. No, I don't. I think,
exactly.
I said this the other day, I think you can make a case the Giants go 2-0 out of the gate. They can beat the Commanders. They can beat the Cowboys. I could even make a case, now it's going to take a lot to get there, that they could be the second best team in their division. Year of regression for the Commanders, who are older.
McLaurin wants out. Yeah, that's got to tell you something about the Commanders.
It's an older team. I love Daniels, but still, the older team. And the Cowboys, Schottenheimer, like, come on,
man. Yeah,
and they
seem
like a mess with Parsons, all that's going on there. But even with that being said, I don't think they're anywhere close to being a legitimate playoff team.